This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Matt from Puyallup is. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Matt. Did you know that we have a cheat sheet for the 750 Beat Migs on the men's room?
I didn't know that.
You did? Did you know that if you listen at 440, Taryn gives three of the answers?
I did.
Did you listen?
I did not.
Missed opportunity.
Sweet. We're on the same playing field.
Hopefully it doesn't hurt you, Matt. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Okay, goodbye.
For those playing at home, Matt has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Spiders typically have how many legs?
Eight.
Correct. Who plays the title character in the 90s movie Edward Scissorhands?
Johnny Depp.
Yes. Madonna was fired for squirting jelly filling on a customer at what donut chain?
Krispy Kreme?
No.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Correct. What is the name for the area directly above an earthquake's focal point?
Epicenter.
Correct. What color turtleneck does Scooby-Doo character Velma typically wear?
Did you say Velma?
Yes.
Orange?
Yes. Miley Cyrus is being sued for allegedly copywriting the 2012 song When I Was Your Man by what singer?
Pass.
Stephanie Meyer is best known for writing what vampire series?
Twilight.
You know it. What is the official currency of Portugal?
Yen, ruble, dollar.
No, no, no. The Blacklist airs on what network?
NBC, ABC,
NBC,
CBS.
NBC, yes. Def Leppard released Hysteria in what late 80s year?
89?
No.
88?
No.
87?
Yes.
Woo!
Matt, you got eight correct.
He didn't even need that cheat sheet.
I mean, he did for one of them. Just one of them. But wow, he played the game amazingly.
Yeah.
He didn't know it. You passed. You guessed. And sometimes it was right and sometimes not. But I don't know. I think Matt's got this one.
You going to put money on it?
Absolutely not. Are you?
Well, I'll put a dollar on it.
That Steve's got this?
No, Matt's got this.
You ever think she's going to go on my side?
No.
She's like anti-Steven Beat Mix.
I'm just pro rockaholics.
All right, Danny, you're always with Steve. Are you going to bet Taryn a dollar?
No.
Wow.
I hope I win.
No one has faith in you.
I agree.
Steve, are you ready?
Kind of hurts my soul a little bit.
Oh, yeah!
Spiders typically have how many legs?
Eight.
Correct. Who plays the title character in the 90s movie Edward Scissorhands?
Johnny Depp.
Yes. Madonna was fired for squirting jelly filling on a customer at what donut chain?
I'm going to go Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes. What is the name for the area directly above an earthquake's focal point?
The epicenter.
What? How do you know that? Yes. What color turtleneck does Scooby-Doo character Velma typically wear?
Red?
No.
Blue?
No.
Purple.
Ooh, no. Miley Cyrus is being sued for allegedly copyrighting the 2012 song When I Was Your Man by what singer?
Bruno Mars.
Yes. Stephanie Meyer is best known for writing what vampire series?
Count Chocula.
No.
Twilight.
Correct. What is the official currency of Portugal?
Pesos?
No.
Dollars?
No.
Euros?
Correct. The Blacklist airs on what network?
CBS?
No.
ABC?
No.
NBC?
Yes. Def Leppard released Hysteria in what late 80s year?
1987.
Yes!
Nicely done, Steve.
I'm never going to doubt you again, Steve.
Wow.
Take the bet next time, Danny.
Did I win?
Steve, you got 9 correct.
Yes.
Which is a win. 9
Fuck it, Taryn.
To 8.
Yeah.
Wow. I like them apples.
Hey. Oh, I don't like Great what's happening. Game. Steve stood up.
I don't know. Oh, I did like a Beavis and Butthead like thrust at her.
Yeah, but you were just thrusting your arms, which is good. Which is good. Don't thrust anything else.
I slept weird. My hip kind of hurts.
Oh, no.
Maybe you got to do some...
I got to stretch it
you
out.
You got to stretch. Do a little hip roll or two.
Is that how I'm supposed to do?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Kiss my ass.
Oh, man.
I am impressed. And honestly, you were very close with the turtleneck. You said red, but it is...
Pink?
Orange.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Now I can picture it once you say it. Oh, yeah. There it is in my head.
You would have got a perfect 10. I was just so impressed. You knew Epicenter. You knew Bruno Mars. Those were on the cheat sheet, so I thought for sure they were like a little more hard.
In fairness to Bruno Mars, I don't believe he's suing Miley Cyrus. I think the story is that the publisher or the label, somebody else that's involved. That doesn't mean that he doesn't want her to be sued, but he hasn't come out to say that he feels that she has lifted his music. At least that's what I read.
Right. Same. And I thought he was a fan of her song. So they kind of like went together, but I don't know. Money's money, right?
Drama, drama, drama.
Congrats, Steve.
Thank you. I felt good.
We know that talk has the power to save lives. And this Wednesday night across all of our Odyssey stations, I'm Listening will be featuring artists, athletes, and medical experts that will highlight why having these open and honest conversations around mental health is so important. You can get more information on how to tune in at KISW.com. Over the weekend, both you and I, Steve Miggs, we were enjoying some local institutions.
Absolutely.
I went to the Evergreen Speedway, and you went back to the Washington State Fair for how many times did you go?
For this season?
Yes.
3. 2 with my daughter. Can I put out my link to my OnlyFans because I need to make some money because I'm now dirt broke?
Oh, no.
Or if that's even a term. Oh, my goodness gracious. We spent so much money because it was just a daddy-daughter day.
And daddy says yes to everything.
Yeah, didn't have Sid to be like, we shouldn't spend that kind of money. I spent that kind of money.
Anything you want, princess.
Pretty much.
We're going to tell you about our adventures after Soundgarden.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Over the weekend, both myself and Steve Miggs got to get out and enjoy some local fun here in the PNW. I went to Evergreen Speedway for the races, and my dad went. He actually drove my son there, and I met them there. And then my sister and her 2 kids were there.
So how was Barrett with all the loud noises?
Completely uninterested in watching.
Okay.
So he's got his ear protection on, and my sister bought all of the kids a little like monster truck race car. So they were just racing up and down the bleachers with their little cars. That was the races for them.
Gotcha.
It was their own races. So I kept trying to point out, what car do you think is going to win?
He's like, I don't give an F, Mom.
Look, that one, its bumper's falling off.
Don't give an F, Mom.
Look at this one over here. They got to push him because he got stopped.
I got my own monster truck, Mom.
Look, that one just ran into the wall over there. Wasn't interested.
None of it.
But then on the way home, you think, okay, he just ran up and down the bleachers for 2.5-3 hours. He's going to be so tired. I changed him into pajamas, got him in his car seat.
Sid does that too sometimes. If we know we have a little bit of a decent drive and we're pretty sure she's going to fall asleep, she's like, let's get her in the pajamas now. That way, once we get home, I just got to lift her up, plop her in bed.
Oh my gosh. So my dad is driving us back to Stanwood, and Barrett does not stop talking the entire trip home.
Right.
Mom, we're going to go over the Pilchuck River. Mom, there's also Pilchuck Creek. Mom, did you know that you can buy excavators over there? Hey, look, there's the train tracks. Blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, my sister's texting me that both of her kids are out cold in the back of her car, but mine talked until the moment we got into the driveway at home. He's crazy.
He's crazy.
I don't know where he gets this energy, guys. It's hard to say.
That toddler energy is on another level. Like, there are times where I'm looking at her, and I'm like, even looking at my kid, and I don't know if your kid does this. Sometimes she's so hyped up, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, she just starts breaking into tears. And I'm like, why are you crying? Nothing has happened that warrants crying. She's like, I'm just so tired. Yeah, you know what would fix that? If you just shut up and close your eyes and fall asleep.
They never will. Now, how was your fare for you? Did you tucker your kid out? Did she fall asleep in the car?
So it ended up by Sid's cousin just had her kids. So shout out to Kaylee and Jared and all of them. Baby boy born very healthy, so that's always great. But so Sid wanted to go visit the baby that just got born, or actually wasn't even born at that point. She just went into labor.
Mm-hmm.
So Sid's like, Tatum, you want to go? And she's like, no, I don't want to go. I want to hang out with daddy. And then she had an ulterior motive. She wanted to go to the fair.
Of course.
Our daughter's obsessed with the fair because we live blocks away from it. So get in the car, head on over to the fair, and this is the second time we've been to the fair. Last time we went to the fair, we spent about 4.5-5 hours. This time, it was about 5.5 hours.
Wow.
On Saturday, which was packed. We got there at noon. I think we left right around 5:15. We got there at like 11:45, I think. And it was a decent amount of people at first, but then all of a sudden, you start seeing everybody show up because the weather was nice.
Oh yeah,
and it was like trying to get around, and I didn't bring the little wagon when she gets tired because I was like, it's going to be packed there.
Oh,
I don't want to try and navigate myself without Sid with the wagon and all this crap. Like, it would have been too much. So every once in a while, she's like, "Daddy, my legs are tired." I'm like, "All right, pick her up, carrying her around." Now I'm like, "Daddy's arms are getting tired," but without Sid, I'm a bad parent. When it comes to like being smart with money.
Oh yeah.
You just let it fly?
Well, I mean, right off the get-go, I dropped $100. I should ask you guys, how much money do you think I spent at the fair?
Now you know
it's more than $100.
I'll say $220.
Okay. Danny, what are you thinking?
I'm gonna go $650.
Okay, you're crazy.
I'm gonna say $400.
$400?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I did the math. Taryn, you're the closest. $242.
Wow.
Don't tell my wife.
Well, that's not too bad.
I put a little bit on the credit card.
Honestly. I'm surprised. I thought you were going to go way more than that.
Well, I dropped I fully went there expecting we were going to get the unlimited wristbands.
Sure.
What was it called? Like the Dizzy Pass. Yeah. I did not realize that those are not available on the weekends, which makes sense. Why would they want that? They're trying to get you to go during the weekdays, so it makes sense to do it on the weekdays. So now I dropped $100 for like the discounted amount of tickets so we could go on the rides, but we flew through those rides.
What was your favorite ride?
The fire truck that goes up and down. She loved that one. And then this thing called it's like a haunted mansion, but it's not a haunted mansion. It's like a farm, and you go in there and it's just chaos with kids. But like, she wanted me to go in there too. So it's me and children in this, like, mirrors and spinning floors and vibrating floors, and I'm trying to like get her through this thing, and there's kids running around like crazy. I'm getting anxiety. Like, this is just bong. We went on that thing 6 times.
Oh my god.
6 times. Then she was obsessed with all like the games. Like, we did, she ended up winning one. That was pretty awesome. So
what was her game of choice?
The one where you squirt water in the hole.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she was great at that. I mean, against other kids. But then Dad won. I won one with the horse race with
Yeah,
that was pretty awesome. I was pretty excited about that.
I love it.
But then, so we spent a bunch of money on games and rides, a little bit on food, not much. And then also, she wanted to ride a camel, so I said, I let her ride the camel.
Oh, what was the camel's name?
No idea.
Oh, not important.
And where was this camel?
This camel was right by the, where would it? It's kind of like by the butterfly exhibit. We went in there, too. That was $15, or $30.
They get you everywhere.
Everywhere. What? And I didn't want to say no because I was having so much fun. And at the end of the day, it's whatever. It's the memories. And, like, you know, it was just like every once in a while, she's like, this is the greatest day ever. I'm like, that's right, kid. Proving that money can buy happiness.
Was the camel near the kid center? I'm still very, Steve, one of my dreams in life is to ride a camel.
I instantly thought of you, and that's why I sent the picture of Tatum on the camel.
Can I just say that when you sent that picture, I got so happy because I was like, Sarah is going to freak out. She's going to be so angry on Monday morning because we were at the fair and she didn't get to ride a camel.
Danny, that is exactly why I sent that. I sent no other pictures of us.
Greatest
other moment. Other than Tatum riding the camel, knowing full well it was going to troll Sarah.
It did troll me. And then, of course, I asked, was there a weight limit? And what did you say?
Adults can ride it.
What?
Yeah.
I thought
there were adults on the camels, like with their kids. I didn't go on the camel.
I would have wanted. Can an adult go on without a child? Did you see that?
I'm sure. I didn't see that. I did see
The one and only.
My favorite part, right before we got on the camel, there's like this woman's trying to navigate her two kids, and one kid's having a meltdown because the other kid's in the front spot and not in the back. She wouldn't want to be in the back. And the guy's just trying to like, hey, can you handle this with your kid? Can you get your kid on the camel? And the lady's refusing to go up the ramp to put her kid on the camel. She's like, ah, nah, nah. And he's like, can you handle this? And I'm just like waiting. And he looks at me and goes, sir, can you put that kid on the camel? And I go, that's not my kid. I was like, I ain't touching her. No, no.
What?
And then people behind me just start laughing because they're like, yeah, why would I touch the kid? Like, this isn't my child. I'm not going to go up there and put a random child on a camel.
Would you put me on the camel?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
$15 well spent.
I would have spent $45, $65,
says it's right
on
by
it.
The Green Gate. So next year we'll have to go.
I went through
the
red gate.
Oh, we went in the blue gate.
Yeah. Dang it.
So he said, I spent $400 at the fair yesterday. Just me, my two kids, and my wife.
And that was the last day, you know, go big or go home.
But it was a blast. A lot of Rockaholics, met some really cool people, met their families as well. So that was a lot of fun. Like, it was a blast just walking around with Tatum.
Nice. Well, yesterday, the Seahawks put the beat down on the Miami Dolphins. So we went to the Dolphins' social media pages to see how those fans are doing. And the comments are gold. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, the Seahawks beat down the Miami Dolphins 24-3. So we decided we might want to check out the Dolphins' social media pages to just get a little bit of a pulse on how those Fins fans are feeling after that loss.
It was around halftime where I started checking some of the social media accounts, you know, like the Dolphins' Twitter and Instagram, and it was like, oh, these are savage.
Well, let's go straight to the comments, Steve.
Yep, we grabbed some of those comments and some of those posts and sent them to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, pick out some of your favorite ones just to show how slightly irrational some football fans get after a team is not doing well, and reenact them however you'd like. Are you ready for the first comment from the Miami Dolphins social media accounts?
Fins up.
This entire team looked confused except the punter. Hot garbage.
Well, I mean, the punter got plenty of opportunities to kick the ball.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of action.
Yeah, a lot of practice.
No.
Oh, man, that was rough.
Jeez, just signed Dan Marino as QB. Even at 63, he's better than what we got.
Dude, when the Seahawks like it was a mob hit, but like when the quarterback for the Dolphins got hurt and they brought in their third stringer. I got nervous, to be honest with you, because I just remember, I'm just so conditioned that back in the day, sometimes whenever we would play the backup quarterback, the team would just not do well. And like we'd end up having we performed so badly that their backup quarterback would have a career-defining game at least for a moment.
Oh, sure.
So I was like, oh, here we go. This guy's going to tear us apart. And thankfully, that wasn't the case, though. I got a little nervous about that.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I don't know how I keep supporting this team.
I mean, it's like a Mariners fan.
I was about to say you sound like a Mariners fan.
Every year we keep doing the same thing.
That sounds like me after every series. I get excited, they win two straight, and then they lose after having a 5-run lead.
I don't know which is worse, M's fans or Dolphins. And I'm both. FML.
Yeah, that's rough.
I saw a lot, because I was at the game over at Lumen Field, and I saw a lot of relationships that were split.
Really?
Not like they broke up. Like, I don't think, but either the boyfriend or the girlfriend or the wife or the husband, they were a Dolphins fan, and then the other was a Seahawks fan. I saw a lot of that.
Did the Dolphin fans travel pretty well? I mean, was there a good amount of them there?
Yes. It was, I wouldn't say like it was like a ridiculous amount, but when the Dolphins had one or two decent plays, like, you heard a roar from the crowd. I was like, oh crap, like when the interceptions happened.
Oh yeah.
I was like, why are we cheering? And I realized, oh no, there's a lot of Dolphins fans. And we walked by, I can't remember the bar. It was a full-on Dolphins bar, and that place was packed.
Crazy.
Packed with Dolphins fans. So, yeah, they came out. Well, I mean, so rare that they come to town, so.
Yeah.
This was the one game where you get to see your Dolphins play, and boy, that was a bad one to watch for you.
The season is over, and it's only week 3.
Have a little optimism. Come on.
You can turn it around.
Yes.
Probably not.
Crazier things have happened.
We got one more comment about the Dolphins.
Should trade for Russell Wilson. He's doing shit. In Pittsburgh, after all.
Have you seen what's going on there?
No.
I forgot to keep tabs on what's going on with Russell Wilson. I'm like, how is he doing? He has yet to play.
Oh.
And they're 3-0 with Justin Fields.
Ooh.
And not to say that, like, some people are, I saw something on social media, like, they need to just put Russell in. It's time for Russ. And people are like, what kind of weird Steelers fan are you that the team is 3-0 and you're like ready to change quarterbacks? Not to say that Justin Fields is the reason why they're 3-0, but they're 3-0.
They don't seem to need a shakeup.
Is he still hurt?
He still apparently has that calf injury. Although then I'm reading some people are saying that he's like ready to play. He's like demanding a chance to play, but that, of course, I mean, who knows if that's true or not, but how crazy is that he got that calf injury and now here they are having a great start. I mean, you can't switch quarterbacks until, at this point, like, Justin Fields has to be, like, completely red rotten before you'd even decide to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Ooh. You know what the craziest thing I saw at the Seahawks game? Real quick, if you don't mind. Have you ever seen those giant hats?
Yeah. Like a cowboy hat?
No, like the baseball hats that are like...
Oh, yeah, like the big heads.
The noggin caps, I think they're called. They're like oversized.
Yes.
There was a Seahawks fan there in our section wearing one of those. I'm like, hey, I'm glad I'm not sitting behind him because these hats are massive.
That would be a giant pain.
They are funny, but man, seeing them in person, they are weird. So my wife and I are like, well, how much do those things cost? Like, what are you dropping? How much do you think one of those hats cost?
$200.
Okay. I that's overpriced.
Oh, okay.
But what are you thinking?
Yeah, I was thinking about $250.
You guys really thought that? I thought... They're $130. I'm like, who's paying $130 for this hat?
Let's get two.
They look
pretty cool.
Yeah, they look so stupid that they're kind of cool because they're so big. So I would drop that much money.
Look, I'm not going to lie. The guy who was wearing it, he had like a full-on outfit. It was very entertaining. Like, I love the characters that people become at these Seahawks games. But that hat was like... Who is spending $130 on this thing?
Sarah. Yeah. my concern is my neck. Like, how heavy is that thing? Is it all off balance, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how heavy that. It didn't look like it was like weighing him down.
I love them. I think we should all get them.
Oh, right? Boy.
You have to buy mine for me because I ain't dropping I've made some stupid purchases. I've bought many hats in my day. I'm not dropping $130 on a hat.
We're not there yet.
No, definitely not.
Boo!
People are starting to think that the folks who run the Nutter Butter social media pages are quite possibly on acid. Why? We'll tell you what's trending after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know for many of you, you are just getting your day rolling, and you're trying to sift through the wild world of pop culture.
Maybe you're hungover from the Seahawks game yesterday.
That is a possibility for many. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
On the Daily Mix Show. Let's go.
The Nutter Butter TikTok account is going viral for being completely unhinged.
I didn't even know they had an account. Makes sense. Everybody has a social media account, but did not know that until this morning.
It's a fun follow where many followers are commenting on the fact that they're just having these like bizarre, surreal posts, very odd content that combines cookies with conspiracy-like narratives. They have weird characters like Aiden and Nadia. They're doing jump scares. There's weird music. Many are speculating about some deeper meanings behind the Nutter Butter content.
And we have a little bit of one of the TikTok posts, so you can hear exactly what it says. And visually, it's even trippier than the audio.
I want off this ride.
Do you know what the weird thing is? Apparently the person, either Nadia or Aiden, they're someone who comments on their posts a lot. And so now all of a sudden they're like targeting a random like follower and making like these trippy things, which I think is hilarious.
So odd.
The whole thing is just very strange.
Are you going out and buying more Nutter Butters now?
They are delicious. I didn't need these weird commercials to make me want Nutter Butter. Also kind of odd, the fact that, you know, Body Count?
That's, oh, yeah.
Ice-T's metal group. I don't know if everyone, it's Ice-T the rapper. Also, what TV show is he on?
SVU.
SVU, right.
He also used to, Body Count used to play Warped Tour all the time.
That's yes, right.
There goes the neighborhood. I always loved that band.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they're covering Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd. And you're like, okay, well, that's kind of strange. And apparently, like, they, like, somebody hit up Ice-T's label or someone said, hey, you should rework Comfortably Numb with new lyrics. He's like, I ain't doing that. That sounds stupid. But David Gilmour from Pink Floyd's like, I love the idea. I'll play guitar on it. So he's got David Gilmour from Pink Floyd doing this strange cover of Comfortably Numb where he's changed up like the lyrics and the narrative of the song. Would you like to hear some of it?
Of course.
I'll be honest. Like, I, at one point, I was like, I'm tapping out. But then I kept listening because of just pure curiosity. I'm like, I'll just play it for you. I don't want no drama, but I care if you're done. I don't want no problems, but they'll probably come. So we get high to wash away the pain. Suck medication, but that is all done in vain. We think that we can hide away from the misery. You can close your eyes, but so can plainly see. There's nowhere to run. So I was ready to give up, and I'm like, I gotta hear the chorus though. Terrence feeling it.
Oh, I like kind of almost have goosebumps. That's so cheesy.
Terrence feels all the weird music. She does. She's even weirder than me when it comes to some music picks.
Now look over to your left, and how is the actual...
How's the other blonde feeling about this?
Yeah, I'd be good if I never heard this again.
Oh, sad.
The crazy part is this is like something, because, you know, what is it, David Gilmour and Roger Waters, they don't really see eye to eye on anything.
No.
They see eye to eye on this. They both are down with it. Like, so you got Gilmour on guitar. Gilmour asked to play guitar on the track and did. And then Roger Waters, he approved of it. He said, yeah, Ice-T, you should do this.
Ice-T's bringing them together. I like it.
What world are we in right now?
I don't know.
Well, we are in the world where Perry Farrell is taking some time off to recover after the onstage outburst that we all got to watch with guitarist Dave Navarro. So it ended up leading to the cancellation of Jane's Addiction Tour, which everybody was very sad about. But then Perry's wife shared that he is seeking medical attention for the tinnitus in his ears and some of the throat issues, and then assured fans that he is on the path to healing.
What about the wine issues?
See, that's what I'm curious about. And she even, I think she even said in her post, like, none of the other narratives will be discussed or something like that. Because it sounds like he's seeking medical help for his, like, medical issues, but maybe not for his, I don't know if there's still substance abuse issues or any other mental health issues.
Right, right, right.
It's tricky, but he has apologized and they're trying to move forward in some regard.
Oh, apparently I think Roger Waters and David Gilmour, they want to get together and do another Pink Floyd cover now. I still can't get over the Ice-T cover.
That's so cool.
It's so out there.
So weird.
Yeah.
It would not be weird if someone would call up and beat Steve right now. He'd be really awesome. He's got a record of 265 wins, 75 losses, and 46 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network,
T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.